Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Brady Bradford. He is the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And we're going to do kind of a COVID update, like let people know, let you guys know where we're sitting as far as vaccines and testing and levels and things of that nature. Because, you know, I see that we're doing fairly well, and I just wanted to make sure that it's not just me that feels that way. Brady, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime you want to come in and talk, we'll make it happen. So am I the only one that feels that way, or are we starting to kind of maybe see a light at the end of the tunnel on this?
You know, I certainly think, well, I've been seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm hoping it's not because I'm going crazy or anything. What we've messaged to people is that we are headed in the right direction. Let's not give up yet, because as we recently saw, Carbon County was in the medium transmission phase and went back up to high. So that can happen. It's not the end of the world, but it's just an indicator that, you know, there's still stuff going on, even with these good indicators happening.
And you and I were just talking before we came on the air about the fact that with such a small population in Carbon and Emery counties, it's so easy to slip back and forth into that high to moderate to all these transmission levels. And is that kind of what you guys are noticing? And is that what happened the last time?
Yeah, exactly. We kind of just made the cut for moderate last time, and then we had some positive tests and cases come back, and that pushed us back up to high. You know, it looks like we're going to trend maybe back down as this coming evaluation period. Still have a day to wait to see that, but that is what happens. Just those, even a few cases in a small population can really shift your numbers quite a bit.
And so that, and that's always at per 1,000 or 100,000. So a question that I've always had, and I've been asked a couple of times, and I really don't have the answer. Obviously, Carbon County doesn't have 100,000 people that live in it. So how do they factor that in? Do they take your population and, you know, multiply it until you get to 100,000, and that's where your number sits? Or how does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly how they do it. It ends up being pretty easy for Carbon County with 20,000 people. So pretty much all the numbers the raw numbers that we see, you can multiply those by five, and that will be kind of that comparison rate with the rest of the state and the country.
Okay. And as of right now, how are we sitting? I mean, I know that you were saying that we could possibly go to moderate as soon as this week, but how are our numbers sitting and how are we trending as far as that goes as well?
So we, generally speaking, our numbers are vastly down from, you know, November, December, January. We have kind of plateaued a little higher than we want. We'd still like to dip down a bit. We're running at about 10 cases a day or so, 10 to 12 between our three counties. We hope to be closer to, you know, 5 or 6 cases a day. So we're still a little bit higher than we want. We've seen a few cases come through our school district still due to some tournaments that happened and things like that. But as a whole, it's still very encouraging, particularly as we combine it with what's happening around our communities in terms of vaccination.
Okay, and while we're on that subject, let's talk about vaccinations. How are they going right now, and where are some of the places that people can go to get the vaccine?
So far, it's been going really well. The problem from the get-go is just not been able to get enough vaccine to satisfy the demand. And that looks to be the case for another probably month and a half or 2 months. But for people that are able to get an appointment, we've been able to get them in and out very quickly. There are a few kind of side effects, so to speak, of that vaccine working on you. And we are not the only place that is vaccinating. We have appointments, well, not us, but Walmart has appointments available and Smith's has appointments available. Lynn's has had some appointments, but their vaccine supply has been a little less steady. That will become more sure in the coming weeks, and they'll have it every week. And additionally, eventually, you know, Carbon Medical Service will have some vaccines as well. So there will be quite a few places to get that. But for a steady supply right now, it's the health department and Walmart and Smith.
Okay, and that was kind of my next. That was kind of my next question: is do you see that number, kind of the supply level, kind of leveling off here to where it's going to be readily available all the time, or you think we're going to be dealing with this throughout the whole thing?
So we expect an increase in what's available right at the beginning of April, and we hope that that will allow us to get through the general population a lot faster than we've gone thus far. And I expect that, you know, at the end of April or maybe the middle of May, there will be pretty much general availability whenever people want it.
So, and right now we're at, what is it, it's 50 and older?
50 and older, and then anybody that has any sort of chronic conditions or underlying conditions that that kind of impact their health in a major way.
And then as of April 1st, do you see that number going, the age limit going down like they've been talking about, or are we going to kind of stay steady at 50 and see how this holds for a little while?
No, I do expect we will fully open up to everybody April 1st, potentially a week sooner than that. We'll certainly let people know. Rural areas have a little bit of leeway depending on what their availability is. But right now we are full with our appointments, and I think the other places are as well. But no later than in April we expect that anybody can make an appointment. It will take... It doesn't mean you'll get an appointment, you know, April 1st or whatever, but I think throughout the month, those will be available to everyone.
Okay. And then one last question that I let you go, because it's really an age group that people don't talk about and you don't hear that much about. I heard it today because they were talking about the fact that it's being tested. But is this something that eventually under 18 will be able to get, or are we kind of waiting to see what happens with that one?
Yeah, I think eventually, but it may be a year or two out as they conduct very careful research. You know, with all vaccines, there's a lot of research that goes on, but then particularly as you deal with, you know, children, there's an extra level of care that you take, and so it might not be this year or next year. We don't know exactly as they do that research, but I expect that at some point that will be part of, you know, a vaccination schedule for a child as they, you know, get into school ages.
All right. So we'll just keep an eye out for that. Brady Bradford, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Pleasure to talk to you.
That's Brady Bradford with the Southeastern District, Utah Health Department. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.